Right, I'm going to pass the mic now to each member of our panel for closing comments. Thank you. I'm starting with Michael Williams.
You know, when I came to this meeting, it was with some trepidation because I knew that feelings were running high, and I can understand that. But I think from time to time, councils do have to make difficult decisions, and it isn't just in a sense, sort of counting the votes as such. It's much more about balancing what is best, not only now, but in the future. And I do believe, and my advice will continue to be, that the Victoria Leisure Centre building is not economic to repair, and in our view could not be fit for purpose for a leisure centre that would meet the expectations going forward. Now, having said that, the Executive Board have got the final decision on this. They want to invite you to put your views forward. But I think in putting your views forward, I think it is a question about putting forward reasoned arguments that are going to address some of the issues that we face.
Thank you. Mr. Liversidge, David Liversidge, please.
I think... it's working. I think what we need to be looking at in the East of the City, which we have been doing as a neighbourhood team, the neighbourhood team and the councils in the area, looking at how we improve and provide facilities for people of St Anne's and Snenton and Bakersfield. And I think we need to be looking at how we best provide those sporting facilities for them, leisure facilities for them. I'm not convinced that this building is in the right state, but I don't know one way or the other. And I would need to know whether it's the right place. I haven't been told about any plans for the change of this site at all. There's no mention. In fact, there's so many sites down the east of the city where there is need to redevelop the site that this is so far behind, because they're talking about the bus company moving, so there's a lot more sites. So I don't think, but we could use this site in its current as part of the redevelopment of Snenton Market. I don't know.
Thank you, Dave. Over to Ian Wells.
Well, the building has served this community well for nearly 160 years, from the Oval Pool, which is still in existence underneath us. It's adapted incredibly well. All the buildings that did fulfil different functions, they've been able to adapt to today's leisure needs. It can continue to serve the community, and it should be the flagship of the Snenton Regeneration Area.
Thank you. Thank you. Most questions that have been put to the council today have not been satisfactorily answered. The reason is that they can't answer most of your questions if they support the closure. So the solution is, ideally, to keep the centre open long term, properly refurbished and improve the facilities. And if that in the long run proves impossible, then they should keep the centre open until comparable or preferably even better facilities are opened in this area. We live in Britain. We live in the fourth richest country in the world. Millions of pounds is squandered on things like foreign wars and other projects by this government, tax cuts to the rich. Why is there not the money available to support local facilities like this? I don't think that's too much to ask.
Thank you.
Tony Sutton.
I think a number of the arguments that have been put forward for closure of this centre have been thoroughly demolished today. I think the Disability Discrimination Act argument was thoroughly demolished by the lady who said, "I have no problem in getting here." The question of it being not fit for purpose and not meeting customer expectations has been thoroughly demolished by the fact that you are the customers, you want it, it meets your expectations. I think there are serious questions about the economics of the repairs and refurbishments which are necessary, which really have been challenged and need looking at again. I do believe that the consultation exercise was a charade, and that it was expected that there would be very little resistance or reaction. and that it would be nodded through on March the 18th. I think that the campaign that you have launched is admirable, and I think that there is... I think you frightened the pants off them, and I think there may well be a possibility that you, that the Executive Board do defer the decision, and I hope they do, and I hope that you work with the Council to bring this centre to a state of excellence, which I think you can do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for giving up your time for coming on the march and to the meeting, and I do apologise on behalf of the campaign group for those of you who wanted to pose questions or speak and haven't been able to, or for those of you who feel that your questions weren't answered fully. The challenge that is in front of us is to persuade a number of men in the council on the 18th of March to vote against the proposal for closure. That is our challenge. All other challenges can wait until then. To that end, I implore you, please write to David Trimble. Do it when you get home. It won't take long. The Victoria Bath website has got plenty of information that you can put in your letter, plenty of convincing arguments and statistics that you've heard from me and from other speakers today. Please, please, write to David Trimble, and then, once you've done that, fill out those silly little consultation forms and send them back. And after that, pull out your swimming trunks and go for a swim. Thank you.
Thank you. Before you leave, could I just extend a big thank you to our panel of experts, a big thank you for the campaign group for organising today. This was done by the campaign group, not by the council. A big thank you to the Leisure Centre staff for making today possible, and a massive thank you for you for coming along and showing your strength of feeling. You've done brilliantly. So thanks very much.